What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, you're getting feedback on a bunch of stuff. That one big old tub of pretzels question about...
I love this, that part.
About if aliens came down and we had to pick one person to represent our planet to speak and negotiate with the aliens, who would we pick? Dan says Samuel L. Jackson, LOL. Unnamed texter says Denzel Washington. Next text, Jameis Winston should talk to the aliens. Unnamed texter, I'd 100% say send A.J. Hinch to talk to the aliens.
Not bad. He's pretty diplomatic.
Uh-huh. Mike in South Lyon, Mike Valeni needs to talk to the aliens.
As long as there's no chairs in the room.
Cooper says, I'd have to say Tom Cruise because he probably already knows them.
Entirely possible.
At an attractor, I would send Dan Campbell to talk to the aliens.
That could be fun.
Ted from Adrian says, first person I thought of when I heard the question and haven't thought of anyone better since. Snoop Dogg would be the perfect ambassador. So there you go. Some of the answers from the people. Regarding the Lions, Tesla will be a huge part of the offense. Brad has a chip on his shoulder for crap he got for not taking an edge with that pick and for giving up a third-round pick. Receipts, receipts, receipts. Tesla will be the number two receiver by the end of the year. Okay, he has a chip on his shoulder for the crap he got for not taking an edge with that pick and giving up a third-round pick. So you think he's going to play him, he's going to force him into the lineup that he might not deserve to prove a point?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
No, he's got it spot on. That sounds like Brad Holmes. Because by the way, released Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker, which were two third-round picks that he drafted. So,
out of all the things that Brad has done since he's taken over, I think the thing I liked the least was when he got up in front of the media and started telling them how right he was and how wrong everybody was about a bunch of his draft picks. I didn't need to hear that. His work speaks for itself. I thought that was a little unbecoming of a leader of an organization. But it's not a federal crime. I just didn't like it. But I don't think he'd go so far as to force a player into the lineup to prove he was right. It's been very telling when Brad Holmes was willing to go on the record and name Tesla as his favorite wide receiver prospect or pick right after the draft. It takes a lot of confidence in that pick to openly show that level of trust for a prospect that low in the national rankings. That's from Jeff and Troy. I think he might have felt like it was kind of victory lap time when he said that. I think he's like, look, I know he didn't have high ratings, but he's my favorite wide receiver, favorite prospect in the draft. I think the Patrick thing means way more reps for Khalif Raymond. I always thought he was wide receiver three on the team anyway, but if you want to keep putting your eggs in an unproven rookie basket, you do you, I guess. Whoa. Back down the hostility, big dog. Yeah. Sure, I mean, the Khalif Raymond take is one that kind of crossed my mind. Maybe we are going a little too far with Tesla. Couldn't Khalif Raymond have been the number three receiver without releasing Tim Patrick?
I thought he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Our defense is going to defend the line receivers. You cannot single cover any of them. Well, we'll see about Tesla. Tesla hasn't got a ton of reps against number ones yet in the games we've seen. He did make a couple plays in those practices, joint practices, but it's possible. It is possible. All right, Gator, time for another edition of Would You Buy? You have got tickets to got in with the station group.
And I bought my own.
And he bought his own. If you win, the winnings will be $815 million. So we'd like to allow you and Kang to dream since you buy tickets. Kenny, do you buy tickets?
Yeah, I'm in the station pool right now.
Okay. Kenny, if you want to play along, let me know if you have a 2 cents to give. Would you buy multiple homes across the globe, or would you rather just stay in opulent hotels or rent homes when you travel?
I like this question, Doug.
I think it's a very good question.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay.
It's tough to answer. I don't think I'd want to have multiple homes across the globe. I know that I would have a fantastic house in this area and then a place up north, and it would be on a lake, whether it's I've narrowed it down to like Bay Harbor or like Walloon Lake.
Oh.
I want to stay up in that area because
Sterling Heights. Okay.
I'm talking about the lake, man. because I'm looking for the water, obviously, but also the golf and proximity to the Boyne courses
but
and everything
not,
else.
Not Torch, huh?
No. Torch seems a little. Torch gets too a lot long. Of love. It's long and it's on a weird angle and it's yeah. But I could
all
always
completely
miss.
Irrelevant. Not Who to cares me. What it's shaped like or what angle it's on?
Well, to get there, and it's too much of a hassle for me. It's fine.
Okay.
Walloon's great. You got a problem with Walloon Lake?
No.
Got a problem with Bay Harbor? So I would go the route of staying at, if I'm going to travel internationally, the best hotels you can stay at, because some hotels are absolutely unfreaking real, and now they're all open up to you because you'll take home over $200 million after taxes. So that sounds great. And then, you know, I'd love to go to Tahoe and see the beautiful sceneries of Tahoe, but I don't need to buy a home at Tahoe. Why don't I just rent some awesome house out there?
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
Can you?
I would buy property in the U.S. of A., but not internationally. I think I agree with you internationally, Gator. Like, I just don't want the responsibility of having in a place that I'm not going to visit often enough. You know, like, I mean, how if I chose, like, a place in Greece or Italy, like, how often am I going to get out there per year? Like, I'd rather stay, like you said, hotel resort. Or at this point, if I have this much money, I know someone who knows someone who's like, hey, this is Tom Hanks's villa. Like, you can rent it out for the weekend. You know, like, those type of places. I'm down with that. As far as here, you know, locally, definitely something off Lake Michigan. I'd probably buy a home in Las Vegas because I can see myself going to Las Vegas multiple times a year. So those type of places. Everything else, hotel resort or somewhere just super nice.
Would you want the house in Vegas, or would you want to just stay at the best hotel and have the suite?
I will have a house off the strip, and if I stay on the strip, you know, the penthouse suite, baby.
There you go.
The Big Daddy suite.
Kenny?
So I would do a little bit of international. I would do a house up north for sure. I have to live somewhere by water up north. That has to happen.
By Canada to make it international?
Yes. No, not Canada. I would probably do somewhere warm by a beach, maybe Aruba, maybe Jamaica, maybe Bermuda, Bahama.
Mm-hmm. Come on, pretty mama.
Yeah. Key Largo? Like Montego?
Maybe.
All right. Next question. How concerned would you be about theft of any kind? Would you hire security?
Kenny, why don't you answer that first?
Yes, absolutely. I'm hiring security. I'm hiring like three different money guys so I can get three different opinions on the money. I'm protecting that as much as possible. I'm doing everything I can, taking every measure.
I mean, my house would be fortified, and not by guards, but just by alarm systems
gates.
And gates. And I would have like when I would build my dream home,
turret,
there would be no turret. There would be no expense spared in terms of construction materials and in terms of security materials and everything like that. As far as having a bodyguard is concerned, I don't think that's necessary. I wouldn't think myself to be that important, but it would be a concern of some. I mean, it's in the back of my mind, but I don't think I'd have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any security like Floyd Mayweather or someone like that. You know, they're walking around with the big dudes in the black shirts. Everyone knows they're there to protect you. I don't want that attention on me already. Yeah. And I think you're drawing more attention to yourself in that aspect.
Final question. Would you visit New Zealand? Would you go to New Zealand?
I would. I have a trip where it's like New Zealand and Australia. Okay. I'm very curious about the land down under, and then over in where the Kiwis are.
Mm-hmm.
It looks beautiful. You know, you find out that all these great movies or TV shows have been filmed in New Zealand, and you understand why. I mean, it looks like it's like the land before time, and yet it's also modern. I'd love to check it out. And when you've got that kind of money, you got that kind of time, and why not? You're gone for a month, and I'll spend a couple weeks in each place.
Kang, would you go to New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have family in Australia, so I'm definitely going to Australia. New Zealand's not far away.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Never been, and that's... Doug, you've been, right?
Yep.
Is it like... Do they consider like what we consider Canadians here, kind of?
Australians are a lot like Canadians.
No, but I mean New Zealand. Like,
it's like New Zealand, Canada. Yeah.
I was too young to really know. I think there's... It's funny because it is relatively close, but it's still like a 3.5-hour flight to get from like Sydney to Christchurch. The most amazing thing about New Zealand...
You made that up.
It's a real place. Should I go Auckland next time?
I mean, Auckland's, you know,
yeah.
Go to Rotorua? Trust me.
I do trust you.
Anyway, the North Island, the South Island are so differently. Like are so different. The North is like tropical, and the South is like volcanoes and deserts and stuff. It's wild, all in the same country. But
That's why it's worth going to see.
I think they have a good relationship, New Zealanders and Aussies.
Kiwis
and Aussies. Yes.
Kenny, you?
You going?
I will. It's not top of mind, but I will eventually end up there. I would buy one of those giant maps and put pins in everywhere that I've been and try to get to as many different places as possible.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. That trip out there to get to Australia and to get to New Zealand, it's like then you start thinking about, well, why don't I hit Japan as well? I've always wanted to see Japan. And it's kind of the same route. And maybe you start off in Hawaii, then you work your way over to Japan, work your way down to New Zealand, and then to Australia, and then let's return home.
Right.
Or something like that.
It's a lot of travel.
It is, but you got the time, you got the money, and you can travel, you know, first class, whether you're chartering your own private jet or, you know, you're traveling on the most opulent airplane there is and just enjoy it.
There you go. Another edition of Would You Buy. All you guys got to do is hit the jackpot tonight. That's best it. Of luck. Let's swing around the country with some college football stuff next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Look, I know that you see them. The red, white, and blue trucks, they are everywhere, and they're everywhere for a reason. They're out there helping people just like you and me. So do you know if your furnace or your boiler are ready to fight against the crisp fall air? Starting to see that fall air right now and this week. The team at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling are going to help you stay warm this fall with the most up-to-date and efficient equipment on the market. But don't just take my word for it. Go ahead, check them out. You can check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau, or how about some of the five-star reviews they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace, your water heater, a boiler, or water filtration, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.